to our coverage of the 2020 NFL Draft, live from the Fanatic War Room on 97.5, The Fanatic.
10:01, 97.5, The Fanatic. We're supposed to go until 11. We'll see when the birds get closer. We are at 72, so you figure within the hour, we'll obviously get closer. We'll monitor it as we go along, as we broadcast from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, Joe Torti, Devon Givens, Tyler Zuli, as we, again, just react to the biggest story. Joe, is that correct? Biggest story in the draft, easy?
Not even close. This is the biggest story.
Day one and day two, the biggest story out there. The Philadelphia Eagles select Jalen Hurts from the University of Oklahoma to be the backup quarterback for Carson Wentz in this dual quarterback situation. And again, we're still trying to wrap our heads around it. Sal Palantonio joined us immediately after the selection and said, hey, they wanted a backup quarterback in this draft. They liked Hurts. This is about the Philadelphia Eagles and not Carson Wentz right now. Later, it could be about Carson Wentz and then Jalen Hurts, of course.
Well, and I mean, clearly, like, no one's going to hear that the Eagles are out on Carson Wentz or anything like that tonight.
No.
That's never going to...
No.
But, look, at the end of the day, I actually just don't care what people say. This is the truth of it, right? Because you look at what people do that matter. She can tell you she loves you all you want, but if she never comes around, she probably doesn't. You can say that you're committed, beyond committed to Carson Wentz. Just signed him to that four-year extension, right? In June? But now, at this point, instead you're looking at it, and they took a quarterback in the second round. Mm. I get that he's mobile, and he can do a lot of other stuff, but at the end of the day, they took a quarterback in the second round.
Mm.
Draw your own conclusions.
Yeah, so I'm looking at Jimmy Kemsky, a Philly voice, covers the birds. Howie says the team has demonstrated their commitment to Wentz with the number of picks they've used to get him,
mm-hmm.
the contract extension, etc. Added, quote, we want to be a quarterback factory.
All right. So
are you like a perennial Super Bowl? I mean, that
reminds me, right, of
Garoppolo? What's going on here?
Well, so it reminds me of back when the Eagles could trade their backup quarterbacks for first-round picks and stuff like that because they hoodwinked people into thinking that A.J. Feely or Kevin Cobb or any of these guys were worth anything. Meanwhile, the Eagles were busy not winning anything during that time period. But they looked really, really smart for trading away all these backup quarterbacks. I thought the new norm meant we weren't doing the same old crap. That's what I thought.
Yes.
So if this is like, we hope to grow him and then be able to trade a first-round pick for him, heck, maybe we could even, at worst case, we could get a second-round pick for him.
Yeah.
Where you took him in the second round.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Who's the best Jalen available in round three?
I don't know. Tyler, look that up.
We need to know who the best Jalen is.
Jalen in this draft, because they're just running. They're making a run.
They're going.
On the Jalens. Let me read you this quote. This is from looking at Mike Mulhern, my man Mike from NBC Sports Philadelphia, producer. He says, just remember this quote from Press Taylor from last summer. All right, here's the quote. I think at some point, one of the big things will be having multiple people on the field who can throw the ball, Taylor said on Monday. That's something going forward. You've seen the Philly special. You've seen all different versions of double passes. I think at some point I can see something like that coming into play. I'm not necessarily saying that the Eagles will be doing anything like that. I just think that can be something that's pushing the envelope. Press Taylor, passing game coordinator for the Eagles?
Yeah, / quarterbacks coach. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So like the Louisiana Lafayette, right? Is that the team that had the three quarterbacks on the field at once? Like that's what the future is going to be?
We're doing more like deep in the college bag here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah, Louisiana Lafayette had a right-handed guy, a left-handed guy, and another right-handed guy or something like that. Yeah. That's what we're going to now?
That's where we're going.
Holy smokes. They must be really confident in their ability to just line up and beat people.
That's
what we're doing.
That's exactly where they're going. Jeff McClain, Doug Peterson said that Press Taylor from his coaching staff attended Jalen Hurts' pro day, met with him there. Andy Weidel said he saw Hurts in person at a game this past season, thought he did well at the Senior Bowl, and especially the Combine.
Yeah. I could definitely see that.
Nothing against him.
Winning personality plus a guy who's going to do well at the combine based on what you saw at Alabama and Oklahoma. That doesn't surprise. That doesn't surprise me at all. Not like taking a guy in the second round. What is happening?
Howie Roseman on the Jalen Hurts pick. We're about to come to Trevor in a second. Yeah, we want to be quarterback developers. When we made these decisions, this is who we are. Carson Wentz knew ahead of time that this pick was possible. The place we were in the second round and our board, we felt this was the best move for the Eagles.
Best move for the Eagles. All right. Okay. If it's the best move for the Eagles, then by all means. But I don't see how. I don't see how that's the case.
Well, I just read it off. But before we get to Trevor and let everybody hear this, here is Howie Roseman speaking with the media after the Jalen Hurts pick.
For better or worse, we are quarterback developers. We want to be a quarterback factory. We have the right people in place to do that. You know, no team in the National Football League has benefited more but from developing quarterbacks than the Philadelphia Eagles. And so when we make these kind of decisions, we always go to our principles and who we are and what we believe in and right or wrong. This is who we are. And earlier today, I spoke to Carson about the options at this pick. And one of them was Jalen, so he had a heads up ahead of time. And, you know, we're sitting here at the end of the second round. This is not, in a first round pick, this is at the end of the second round. And I think, you know, when we looked at it, the difference between taking someone at the end of the second round and maybe in the middle of the third round with the way our board was, we just felt like this was the right thing to do and the right thing to do based on our beliefs.
General Manager Howie Roseman of the Philadelphia Eagles on this election. Did that help you at all, Joe?
No.
Because that helped me none.
What
your
are
quarterback
you?
Who have you? No, they've been developed in the past, to your point.
Right.
Of Feely and Cobb and Michael Vick
and
coming back.
And by the
back.
Way, that wasn't really development back then.
No.
That was like smoke and mirrors and getting somebody to trade for a player that wasn't that good.
Absolutely.
Nick Foles, maybe?
What happened? You wouldn't do this if you felt Sudfeld was okay. Did you develop him?
Right, he's not developing.
No. Did you develop Clayton Thurston yet?
Is he on the roster?
Dallas, right?
Oh, yeah, he's not on the team.
All right,
that's right.
So you developed him to be moved to Dallas.
Unreal. All right, so here's the question, and I don't mean to be like glib or like flippant about this. Mm. Remember what we're trying to do here. Are you trying to get like the most draft picks possible? Are you trying to look really smart? Or are you trying to win the division and then win playoff games and then win the Super Bowl? Serious question. What are we trying to do here? It sounds like Howie Roseman has forgotten what the object of the game is, what the new norm is. It's winning Super Bowls. It's maximizing what you can get out of Carson Wentz, who, by the way, you traded a ton to go get not that long ago, plus gave him the mega deal. That better be your dude. I informed Carson that, oh, great.
What's he supposed to say?
What's he going to say? Oh, right. Don't do that?
Right.
Come on, man.
This is Jeff McClain. One of Howie Roseman's GM heroes is Ron Wolf, right? Legendary from the Green Bay Packers, who would try a quarterback every year. This must be a value pick in his eyes, obviously. Will be a
That's a garbage philosophy. That's a garbage philosophy.
Certainly.
You draft on every year.
Good.
Did the pages get stuck together? Until you find one, and then you don't spend a premier pick. Did the pages of the manual get stuck together?
You know who I love, by the way? I love your dad, right? Has your dad texted you yet?
He's all right. No, he is not.
He hasn't texted you yet?
No.
Oh, we have great conversation. I want to know what he says.
All right, I'll ask
him. Ask dad.
Let's go
to Trevor in Sweetsboro next to the flag. Trev.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Trev.
Hey, how are you guys?
Oh, man.
We're trying.
It's a Friday night, man.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Freaky Friday.
You're welcome, man.
That's right. I got three guys that I thought would be optimal picks for us right now in the second round. And I thought if we didn't get these three guys, one of them at least, that we were busting. We already busted with the first one with Jalen Reagor, but if we didn't get LaVisca, Denzel Mims, or Grant Delpit, we were screwed. And I don't know how you guys feel about that, but me personally, I thought that wasn't a great. If we didn't get any of them, then we screwed up.
I mean, I thought that way in the first round about a couple guys. I certainly thought that way about Delpit and some of the others. But, I mean, the problem that I have, Trev, is that the 53rd pick was so valuable that they can't include it in anything. They can't include it in DeAndre Hopkins. They can't include it in trading up to get a guy that you want in the first round. It's so valuable. And Jalen Hurts is the guy. It's unreal.
Yeah, but if you think about it, Cesar Ruiz, he was ranked, what, the 53rd, 54th guy, and we drafted the 53rd prospective guy in Rager in the first round. Like, right. What are we doing that? Like, how do we explain that situation?
Yeah, it's indefensible, I think. I mean, there's no way around it. I'm trying to find a reason why this happened, and I'm not finding one.
Well, like, do you guys think we should have drafted Kenneth Murray or Jefferson?
Yeah, yep. Either. Either one of those would have been fine.
Or Patrick Queen.
Or Patrick Queen would have been cool, too. Yep.
I fully agree. I've been saying Patrick Queen for a long time, and I love that guy. And it's really a shame that we didn't get any of the LSU studs.
They've been running off the board, man. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it.
Sal Palantonio got a text from Doug Peterson about Jalen Hurts. He asked him, why take Hurts when he has Wentz and he has other needs? Peterson says, he has a great skill set that we can use as a quarterback and as a runner. He's a tough, competitive, and proven winner. He'll be a great addition to our quarterback room. Okay, so we've seen what it looks like when Drew Brees gets pulled out from under center, which, by the way, is a win for any other team. You'd rather have Taysom Hill throwing the ball than Drew Brees running the ball if you're playing against him. Could it telegraph it anymore? Could it telegraph it any more that when Jalen Hurts is coming in, something is afoot on the ground? Like,
can I help you guys out with this one?
Can you?
Because maybe we haven't been paying attention because we don't care about the other picks anymore, except for 103. The Saints, made a trade. They get the 74th pick. The Browns get the 88th. So the Saints are trading up with Cleveland. They now have the 74th pick, which is passed. And you want to take a guess? The Saints drafted Wisconsin linebacker Zach Bond.
Oh, they did. Good for them. By the and you know, it just goes to show that boards are always strange and different. Yeah. Tyler and I had debates about whether Zach Bond was a first round linebacker.
That's okay. He's a third round
guy for the Saints.
That's okay.
Are the Saints any good? Are they a good team in the NFC?
Nah.
Are they a team that you'd have to worry about at all?
Nah.
Like if they were to add an impact player?
Nah, they've got this weird thing that they do with this second quarterback.
Oh, okay, so they're not a real team.
Nah, they're not a real team.
Gotcha. This is unreal.
That's a solid pick right there.
It's a good add in the third round.
Rob in South Philly on the Fnatic. Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
I'm going to miss this. I'm sorry, but I guess my two biggest questions are, A, like, what do you gain by this move? And B, are we moving to be a trick style offense or a trick offense? Like, I don't want to be that. We've got a quarterback that can throw the ball.
Yes.
You guys know better than me, what, 50, 60, 65 yards down the field? I don't want Taysom Hill to come in. I don't want to run some form of the Wildcat. I want a guy who could just throw the ball downfield, catch the ball, drop the ball, whatever it may be, right? But, I mean, is this indicative of what Doug is looking to do with Jalen, do you think?
I do. I definitely think so, Robin. Here's my problem, right? Like, if I think that Jalen Hurts will eventually be a starting quarterback in this league, I think that he's a long way from that now. I think that he's a long way from being polished enough as a passer, accuracy-wise, all that other kind of stuff. So what that means is that in the short term, whenever Jalen Hurts comes in, it's some kind of running thing. You're not worried about Hurts coming in, taking a snap, and then just drilling a 15-yard out to the opposite hash mark. You're not worried about that right now.
So, and I totally get that. I understand. I guess my next question is, what do you gain by having him? To your point that he's going to be a starting quarterback at some point, is that after he leaves us in free agency? Or, I mean, if he's taken in the second round, albeit it was towards the later end of the second round, but, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Carson's our future. What is Jalen going to bring us in an open market? You know, down the road, if he comes in for 2 years and he runs a couple of trick plays and scores touchdowns, we're not going to get a second round back for him. So I guess I'm just a little confused as to what the end game is with having him here, and I wanted to see what you guys thought.
Well, the trick play offense, I mean, Devon, I don't want to speak for you, but I think the trick play offense is something that Rob is kind of hitting on that could be a bigger factor. Like, it could be the gimmicks and the runs and the veers and all that other kind of, I think that could be a big thing, for sure, absolutely.
So, I mean, but I guess, but again, going down, like, long-term projecting out, just have taken a second rounder on him, and again, I understand nobody can predict the future, but I was talking to my buddy KD about this. Like, can he get, I mean, you're not going to get a second round back for him, right? Here's why I'm kind of just a little bit lost. I don't know. I mean, third or fourth rounder down the road, I guess we should be happy. I don't know. I'm just, doesn't make sense. I'm just a little confused and thought I would ask you guys.
I mean, Rob, you're going to make me say it, man? Thanks for the phone call. You're really going to make me say this? It's an insurance policy. Like, if Wentz is going to be hurt and he's not going to be the quarterback for the next 4 or 5 or 6 years, then you have Jalen Hurts. You also have this gadget guy. And then, you know, maybe down the line, if he develops a little bit, you could trade him for something. But, I mean, are you really going to fetch a second for Jalen Hurts when somebody could have taken him in the second? When somebody could have taken him in the The thing is that it just gives them options. And I don't want them to be considering options right now. I want them to be considering getting to the Super Bowl by getting a second-round impact player. And if 53 is too low to the point where you're looking at it, and that's what, I don't know about you. It sounded like Howie was like, I don't know. Like, we were kind of like a weird spot at 53, and it just seemed like Jalen Hurts is the best way to go. Then get to 41, get to 38, get to where you need to go that you're not making this decision. Sixth round picks are going to move up 5 and 6 spots. Mm. That's what the costs are in the second round.
Right.
What are you doing, man?
Can I read you this from Baldy?
Yes.
In March.
Okay.
All right, listen to this, Tyler. He wrote something. Finally, I believe the Eagles need to think hard about investing in one of my favorite players in the draft, quarterback Jalen Hurts. What?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you read me correctly. This is a dynamic player who has won and led at 2 of the best college programs in the country. He improved as a passer this year at OU while running for 43 touchdowns and 42 career starts. He didn't even think about transferring when Tua beat him out. He gutted it out and became a great backup quarterback, leading the Tide to a comeback win in the 2018 SEC Championship game versus Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
You want to jump in there?
Mm-hmm. No, that's. I mean, okay.
I have more.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's more. I mean, the reason that I'm kind of like rolling my eyes, like, do I want a dude who learned how to be a backup quarterback at the college level? Yeah. And by the way, I like Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
I'm just saying, like, that's not an asset. That's not an attribute to me.
All right. Here's more. He reminds me of a bigger and stronger Russell Wilson. I might part ways with my number 53 pick in the second round to get him on my team. He will make the quarterback room more competitive while grooming a player to be ready if Carson sustains any kind of injury in the next coming years. He also is a player that you might be able to groom, develop, and eventually trade for a much higher pick than the number 53 pick. What would Russell Wilson fetch in draft capital on the open market in today's world? Think about it. These are some of the moves and players that I would consider if I were the Eagles and wanted to continue the solid mantra of never stop building around Carson Wentz. Brian Baldinger.
Okay. All right. Do you know why Russell Wilson transferred? Do you know why?
Why?
Tom O'Brien chose to go with Mike Glennon over Russell Wilson.
Long neck Mike Glennon.
A long neck, yes.
Yeah.
And told him to give it up.
Told Russell Wilson to give it up?
Yeah. Okay. His coach did. He said, somewhere before his senior year of college and playing minor league baseball, I called my football coach at NC State and said, hey, coach, I'd like to come back for my senior year. He said, no, you're not coming back. That's why he transferred. And then he went and set the world on fire at Wisconsin. That's the Russell Wilson transfer trade. Now, you tell me how similar that is. Is that exactly anything alike? Was there any? You could talk to anyone who covered Russell Wilson in college and know that this dude, when he got to the NFL, regardless of the spot, regardless of when he was drafted, where he was drafted, that he was just going to take over.
Mm.
And yet, like third round, whatever, I don't know, man. I hope that Jalen Hurts is Russell Wilson. Because then you're talking about trading Carson Wentz. You're talking about trading Carson Wentz for a haul of picks and all this other stuff, right? If Jalen Hurts is Russell Wilson, except bigger and stronger and all that kind of stuff, I just don't see that at all.
Broncos are on the clock. The pick is in. They are at 77. Birds pick at 103. Let's go to Q in Center City. I know, 103, right? Again, I said it again.
Every time.
Yeah, Q in Center City next on the Fanatic. Q, what's happening, man?
Ain't much. How you doing, Devon?
What's going on?
This is the thing, man. I'm not upset with this pick, man. I mean, I think of Jalen. I think of the red zone. And I think of Doug and putting Carson and Jalen in the red zone. They're going to be unstoppable. Like, I look at the offense today being better than the offense that we had last year with the both first two picks that we got. So, I mean, it's a lot of different options we could do with Jalen Hurts. To be this upset about this pick after we was really, really high on last season picks and they didn't really pan out well, we need to, like preference our stuff because we're, like, really going overboard, ready to jump off the bridge about Jalen Hurts, who's a pretty good player who makes us a little bit more dynamic. I don't see him as a backup. I see him as what they got out there in New Orleans. It works for them. Now, we don't gotta bring Carson out the game when he come in. I just think it makes us more intriguing in the red zone with most of the where you for the most part as an offense you make your money.
Well, let me ask you this, Q, because I thought of Taysom Hill immediately when they drafted Jalen Hurts, but I think the difference for me is that New Orleans is kind of set on offense. They got everything. They got backs, they've got receivers, they've got everything that you need. So for me, it seems like it's a luxury pick when we're still trying to figure out who's actually going to be catching passes when Jalen Hurts isn't on the field. Is that like a fair way to look at it?
I mean, I think it's a fair way to look at it, but I'm looking at it in the way of the design. The way everything is about scheming it on offense. Like, and he makes difficult for defensive coordinators. I don't believe he's going to be somebody who's just sitting there in the way. I think that's a part of it. But I think we're going to see him next year on the field.
Oh, I think you're right.
And we agree with that.
Yeah, I think you're right about that for sure.
And if what Baldy said, Baldy just really sold it. Listen to everything he just broke down. Like, you got to, like, not go against that when we don't know.
I guess so.
I'm not pissed off like everybody else.
But the only thing here, Q, and all of the things that you just said in terms of him being on the field next year, and you know you can see him contributing in the red zone and all that, and we agree with you. The question, again, like Joe just pointed out, was when you look at the Saints and what they do and how they incorporate Taysom Hill with Drew Brees and not taking Jalen Hurts, Carson Wentz off the field when Jalen Hurts does appear on the field, what are the other things that are out there as well? And it could be Ertz and it could be Goddard and Deshaun and Alshon and Rager, but number one, we don't know that Deshaun will be there. We don't know that Alshon Jeffrey will be there. We have no idea who J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is at all. And Greg Ward, while he was good last year, yeah, he might be valuable for what they want to do, but don't you want more that you can throw out there instead of the names that I threw out there that we don't have to question those people?
Yes, I personally, Q, I would like more. But at the same time, we got more picks in this draft. It's not over. And we got people from last year who we as fans are calling busts who they might be dependent on.
I agree with that. I think J.J. Arcega-Whiteside's one of those.
All I said was, we don't know who he is yet.
But we know, are you penciling in Deshaun Jackson for opening day? I am.
I said opening day. After that, I have no idea.
See, that no idea when we don't know that. We could go with everybody with that. I don't know if Carson's going to be ready for it. He might get hurt in preseason.
He might.
How about that?
He doesn't play in the preseason. We saw that last preseason.
Nor should he.
I agree with you now, Joe Torti.
The first game, 10 minutes in, he might get hurt. Like he did in the playoffs. Like, we could go with what might happen all day.
No. Q, thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call.
All right, look, we got to take a quick break. Nick, Dennis, Mike, Kevin, one open phone line, 610-632-0975. Matt, what's his name, Joe? Matt?
Hennessy.
From Temple. He goes to the Atlanta Falcons at pick 78. Birds, They're at 103. Don't laugh, Joe Torti. It's 1026. We might make it. 610-632-0975. We'll be back. This is the Fanatic NFL Draft Special right here on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic. Now, back to our coverage of the 2020 NFL Draft, live from the Fanatic War Room on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Meanwhile, the Jets, Joe Douglas and the Jets, are having a pretty nice couple of days here. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, 97.5, The Fanatic, Tyler Zuli, 610-632-0975, pick 80. Right now, back-to-back selections, 80 and 81 for the Raiders.
What is it, 103? We got 23 picks left.
Can you get 23 picks in 30 minutes?
Yeah, they can do this.
Yeah.
They can
do it. All right.
All right, so here's from Papa T.
Oh, my man.
Who, you know.
Good to hear from.
By the way, big college football fan. It's obviously scouts everybody through the lens of, can Clemson beat this team or not?
It's okay? My guy.
That's your dude.
You know he is.
Hurts is a winner. As a person and player, but was displaced by Tua and is not going to displace Wentz. I think it may affect his psyche a bit early on and likely is not going to love being a gadget. I didn't even think about that because, like, he went through the crap at Alabama, right? I didn't even think about that. Taysom Hill is quite unique, and the Eagles would have done themselves a favor with a traditional need fill and not trying to outsmart the league again. I mean, you got it right, Dad, I think.
Good to hear from Dad. Good to hear from Dad.
So it's Sal,
yes,
right on the, you know, the same lines as I was. What are you trying to do? You trying to win like the trade value compensation package sweepstakes? You trying to win Super Bowls? You know what I mean? Like that's something that the Eagles are going to have to answer here a little bit.
Q before we went to break said they're a better football team because of this.
They probably are.
Listen, they are because Sudfeld. No one has confidence in Sudfeld that he can come in and. They had to go get Josh McCown, for goodness sake, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they are a better football team. They can give you different looks and do different things overall. All we're saying is, let's say that Jalen Hurts does have to come in. Who is he now throwing the ball to?
Yeah, you're putting him in position to fail, for sure. Like, by not upgrading wide receiver. You know, the rising tide lifts all boats, right?
I hope Jackson is healthy, Deshaun. I hope Alshon Jeffrey can come back and contribute. You certainly believe that Dallas Goedert is, what, a top 10, 15 tight end in the league
right now? Yeah.
And you have Zach Ertz and Miles Sanders.
Top four.
I mean, come on. You have all of that stuff going for you, but they need more. Jalen Reagor as well, going to be a nice player.
Imagine going into this draft when your only big-time needs on offense are wide receivers. And it's a juiced wide receiver draft.
And you get another one go off the board, Lynn Bowden Jr., wide receiver from Kentucky.
Freaky athlete, man.
Goes to the Raiders, who picked up Henry Ruggs III at number 12 in the first round on Friday. 610-632-0975. Let's go to the phones, man. Nick in Houston, next on the Fanatic. Nick, how you doing?
Hey, Houston's a real big city geographically and population-wise. Down in Channel View is where Jalen came from, which is a big suburb.
Okay.
And he's fantastic, fantastic high school All-American. People sort of forget the 2017 National Championship game, whereby at the end of the third quarter, they were winning by 10 points. He was playing a great game, and then the defense gives up three touchdowns in the fourth quarter. The only touchdown that Alabama scored in the fourth quarter was a Jalen Hurts run.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't blow that game. That game was blown by Alabama. And he's a type of kid who's somewhat laid back. I mean, he's so laid back, he let Tua take that job away from him. If he was one of these high competitive type guys, I mean, he's competitive, but if he wasn't, he gave that job up. He should have been there for the whole 4 years. I feel bad about that. But I digress. and I'm an Eagles fan. But my question is, what about the needs?
That's what we're talking about.
There's no, they're not taking care. I mean, forget about Jeon. Jeon's a good guy, and the kid from KCO, he's a nice guy. But what about our needs? I mean, this is unbelievable. And like you're saying, the Giants are overtaking us. The Redskins are overtaking us. The Cowboys, they're laughing at us on their yacht. This is unbelievable. I mean, I can't believe it. I can't believe that we won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and here we are probably headed for an 8-8 season.
No, man, I hope not.
I still think they're a better football team, but you're right, man. What about taking care of your needs? And yes, a need is the backup quarterback. It just did not have to come in the form of 53 when you had so many other things available to you to fill those needs that we're speaking about here, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, look, let's face it. If Wentz, if they both came out this year, we know that Jalen Hurts would be our pick. Well, Wentz would not have been our selection. So, but unfortunately, that's not the case. I'm glad that at least Jalen's only 22 years old, so he has a 5-year advantage over the other guy. We'll see what happens. But, I mean, I don't want to see Wentz.
I don't think he's beating out Wentz for a job, Nick. Thanks for the phone call, man. I'm not even convinced if they were coming out this year that they'd take. I mean, Jalen Hurts is a second-round pick this year. Oh, look, Bryan Edwards goes. Another receiver to the Raiders.
Three receivers.
Are you saying that
three?
If you have a team and you're trying to build the weapons, that you just go ahead and actually do that? Is
three.
That what you're saying?
They've taken Ruggs, right?
Yep.
Now they're taking Edwards. They took Bowden to pick before.
Speed everywhere. Howie hates Wentz tweets in. Jets having a great draft. All that talk that Joe Douglas isn't good at drafting shows me Howie really had final say over everything. Preach it, dude.
And everybody. Look at this, man.
The Raiders. That was not a catch. Whoa. That dude's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at this. Look at this, dude.
Tyler, we got to hear from you on this back-to-back. Wide receiver picks Jalen Ruggs in the first round. The Raiders.
Cowboys pick is in too.
Yeah, I'm not so sold on Bowden at the next level. I like them a lot as a college player.
Uh-huh.
Bryan Edwards, it's one guy that Joe and I talked about a couple of times, was like the absolutely 100% yes guy I would take. And the fact that he fell to the third round, I think, is almost a shame because he is significantly better, in my opinion, than Van Jefferson.
He could have helped the Eagles, you saying?
I mean, the three of us might have been able to help the Eagles at this point.
Look at this. He's doing everything. He's doing the screen game. He's doing the high point game. Need to pay more attention to South Carolina.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
And you want to talk about guys that had bad quarterbacks. South Carolina had some bad quarterback play. Helinski wasn't very good this year.
Mm-hmm. They took three wide receivers in a corner.
And a corner
and
from
corner
Ohio State.
The questionable one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Dennis and Ben Salem.
SEC. Look at that.
Look at that.
Oh, man, all those wide receivers.
Dennis and Ben Salem next. What's up, Dennis?
Go Gamecocks.
Yeah, that's right.
Alshon Jeffrey, man.
Fellas, look, gentlemen, great hearing you on the air at the same time again. I've missed these times.
Oh, thanks, Dennis. Us too.
That being said, look, what Howie's doing right now, this is on us. Us being the fans, the callers, the hosts, all Howie heard the majority of last season. Get us Jalen. Why didn't you trade for Jalen? Get us Jalen. He just didn't know which Jalen we wanted. Somebody might want to tell him we were talking about Jalen Ramsey and that moment that ship has sailed, but there's no rhyme or reason to this. I figured I'd call him with some humor.
Yeah.
It's literally, I have spent the better part of a decade knock down, drag out fights with friends trying to defend Howie's decision process and I said it last night, I got nothing. Like one of my boys texted me, I'm like, bro, I got nothing. I mean, you got Jefferson who, I know game speed and everything, but he ran a faster 40. He drops the ball less. So you're telling me how he drafted the guy who's slower and drops the ball more? Like, no, this doesn't make sense. Like, I've got nothing to defend him with here. Like, so let's just laugh.
We're going to try, Dennis. We're trying.
We finally got Jalen. We had wrong Jalen. We wanted Ramsey, but hey, we got him. And like you always say, there's another Jalen coming up somewhere in the third round. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, there's got to be one. We got to find the best available Jalen, Dennis. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, we're
man.
Still
Appreciate
searching. Someone's out there. Someone's out there in the next best.
So there is a Jalen Elliott, safety from Notre Dame.
Okay, great. Jalen projected to be sixth round or something like that?
Something like
round?
That, yeah.
All right, so we'll take him next.
Third round.
At
103. We're on pick number 83 currently.
So Dylan McKinnon with a fantastic email, you know, producer 97.5 The Fanatic here. And he's cutting up the audio. He says, I have all the audio from the Eagles press conference where they tried to explain the Jalen Hurts pick. Then he says, I doubt I'll be able to get audio from Howie about the punter they take with their third pick, but I'll get it tomorrow during my shift. The D train is on fire.
Oh, man.
Good stuff, man.
Oh, man. Listen, Mike, Brian, Greg, Liam, Chad, hang on. We come right back. We run these phone calls before we... try to get to 103. We'll see what happens. Right now, they're pick number 83, the Denver Broncos. We'll see what happens with 103 as we inch closer to the next selection for the Birds. 610-632-0975. Jalen Hurts, backup quarterback, 53 for the Philadelphia Eagles. NFL Draft Special right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. Now, back to our coverage of the 2020 NFL Draft. Live from the Fanatic War Room on 97.5 The Fanatic.
10:45, 97.5 The Fanatic. Man, Joe, these 5 hours have flown by with us here during this draft
special. Did anything happen?
Nothing has happened. We thought last night was weird. As soon as the pick happened with Jalen Reagor, well, you know, we were talking about it, the phone lines lit up. As soon as this, we thought last night was nuts. This has been crazy to
talk
about.
Like you haven't seen anything.
No, you haven't seen anything. And they're going to say everything they're going to say to make sure they let you know that they've done a nice job. Look at the LSU players right there. Look at that.
Oh, man. Look, Burrow, how many of those could have gone
Jason,
to the Eagles?
Jefferson, Queen, Allaire.
Wow.
All right. A couple more on the next page. Delpit, Fulton, Lewis, Cushenberry just went to the Broncos, who are also having a nice draft with the two receivers that they have with Judy and KJ Hamler, and now Cushenberry the center.
All right, so let's pretend that I don't think that Justin Jefferson had anything to do with LSU being one of the best teams in college football history. Right?
Zero.
Let's pretend that Justin Jefferson had nothing.
Zero.
And we're going to discount Jefferson because he was part of that team. Don't you think that you want to get someone? Like someone from that team? Any LSU player?
Give me one.
So I know that you're not taking Burrow. You're telling me Delpit's not a guy that you can talk. Oh my God. I just can't. I can't do it. I can't do it, man. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. It's like the Jalen Hurts move. Anything that I say, it'll sound like I'm killing Jalen Hurts, the player. I'm not.
Not at
There's
all.
There's just no reason whatsoever for the Eagles to have selected him at 53.
Not
There's
at all.
None.
Not at all. Let's find out what Mike in Germantown thinks about the Jalen Hurts pick. What's up, Mike?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
Hey, listen, man. Jalen Hurts is, whether we needed him or not, he's a good pick, man. This dude, listen.
No. He's a good player. He's a good player.
Right. Well, he's a good player. And, I mean, you know, I look at it this way. He may come in and push Carson hard enough that he go ahead and we finally get back to for another Super Bowl. I mean, because, look, Jalen Hurts can start for a lot of teams. I just was watching him with Dallas. They were talking about on the NFL Live, they were talking about if Dallas picks Jalen Hurts, talking about, you think he's going to take Dak's job?
Different situation. Dak Prescott is looking for a new deal. Carson Wentz has his new deal.
And I understand that, but I'm just saying the player that he is what number was he? What number was Hurts when, you know, far as on there on the board, like Mel Kiper.
Yeah, we don't know. We just know that he was next up.
Well, let me see. You mean where he was on, like, the Mel Kiper big board and stuff?
No. Do you mean the team's big board or Mel Kiper's?
Mel Kiper's board.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
You don't know? You don't know?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, but now I'm going to tell you this. I think I think he's just as good as the guy Arizona picked for their quarterback.
Murray. You're talking about Murray, yeah. Kyler Murray.
Mm. Yeah, I think he is. I'm telling you, man. He's built the same way. He's got the same type arm. I mean, that's why he transferred from Oklahoma. I think it could be a plus. Now, of course, I wanted
to. Now, quickly, I'll just give you this. The ESPN.com ranking overall was 94. Seven position rank. I don't know who put this one together overall, but
Mel Kiper has him 72.
72. Okay, this other one has 94. Okay. All right, but he went 53. So go ahead to your point, Mike.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I mean, like I don't know how they got him that far back, but I've seen a lot of them, and I said, you know,
oh, we have too.
I think he's you know, he made the transition from one championship team in Alabama to Oklahoma and did pretty well. So, I mean, like, this dude is like a chameleon. He can do it, man. I mean, I'm not worried about, you know, the only thing I wish we would have, of course, we would have got, you know, like a wide receiver or someone else, but I'll take him. We can roll with him.
All right. Well, we don't have a choice at this point.
Yeah, at this point,
thanks
we're
for
going
the call,
Mike.
Mike.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
I saw somebody tweet in. I actually want to give credit because this is a creative tweet. Harry Hustle.
Yes.
And Harold Stoddard.
Yes, Harold Stoddard.
It's the Spider-Man meme where they're pointing at each other. And it's Jalen Hurts and Carson Wentz discussing that time that their backups came in for them and won championships.
Oh, man. It's a good one. Yes. Tua and Nick Foles.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I don't want a scouting report, by the way, that Jalen Hurts was too laid back. And that's why Tua took that job over.
And he was okay with
it. And he was cool with it. I hate everything about hearing. I don't know if that's true.
He said he was a competitor, but
just not that
competitive.
He was
okay with them doing it. Yeah.
Dude, I don't want someone who's cool with being a backup. Certainly not in the second round. If I'm taking a quarterback in the second round, I want that dude frothing for the starting quarterback job.
Yeah.
Like, we'll push your guy to no end.
Wow. Wow.
If that's true, I don't like that at all.
Biggest story of the draft, man. Biggest story of the draft. Jalen Hurts, a member of the Philadelphia Eagles, pick number 53 in the second round. Mike in South Jersey. Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm happy with this pick. I love Jalen Hurts. He's a good pick. I hear you guys saying about he's like a Russell Wilson type.
Brian Baldinger.
Yeah.
I see him like a Cam Newton type, just not the complaining and crying.
Okay. In what way?
Well, he will take off, but I think he looks to pass a little more than that, you know, than just taking off. But the guy, you got to give it to him. He's a good team player. And, I mean, look who he's going to replace, Sudfeld. I wasn't a fan.
Mm-hmm.
He got replaced on Alabama, and he sat on that sideline and didn't cry, didn't make himself a nuisance, supported his team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think he's got a high upside. I just see him. He's going to be a starter in this league at some point. And let's face it, we got Wentz, and I don't want to bash Wentz.
But you're
he's
about
going to go down at some point.
Yep.
I think he's going to go down at some point. I just think he's brittle. I don't know.
Well,
you think I'm crazy?
Not that I think that you're crazy, Mike. Thanks for the phone. It's not that at all. I mean, because he's gotten injured and he's gotten banged up in the past. I totally get that 100%. My issue is, in the second round pick, should that be your Nate Sudfeld replacement, or should that be your Alshon Jeffrey replacement?
And by the way, we haven't seen another quarterback go off the board yet.
Negative.
Now, Jalen Hurts would have been gone by now, we would think.
And from what
no other quarterback has been taken.
And the draft has gone kind of the way that we expected, in that the quarterbacks who were first-round quarterbacks went in the first round, and then there was Jalen Hurts, and then there's everybody else. Like, that's kind of the way that the draft was expected to go.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm still sitting here stunned That's what the the Eagles did.
Totally stunned by this. Totally stunned by this. Let's give the people again, continue these phone calls, bringing them in. Liam in California next on the Fanatic. Liam.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Doing okay, Liam. How about you?
I'm all right. I've been better. I just wanted to make a couple points. Like, Eagles fans get a bad rap for their intelligence because we're emotional. But I feel like on these stretch picks that we make, we are a lot more ahead of it than the Eagles are. Like, for instance, Danny Watkins, Freddie Mitt, you know, like there's, for every Donovan McNabb, when we didn't want McNabb, we wanted Ricky Williams. There's five Freddie Mitchells and five Marcus Smith and JJ. And I know JJ's young, it's second year, but we were all like, what the heck are you guys doing? Another one I want to bring up is, you guys, I know you guys don't like Sudfeld. I'm not sold on him, but the reason why we got McCown is because Sudfeld got hurt. I know you guys mentioned that Sudfeld's not good, so we had to go get McCown. The last thing I want to
But Liam, the other thing is that if that's true, then when Sudfeld's healthy, McCown should go away. And that's not what happened.
That is true. That is true. I see you. But the last thing I want to bring up, it was just kind of a defense on Sudfeld, by the way. It wasn't like I'm saying I believe in Sudfeld.
I gotcha.
But the last thing I want to bring up on Howie's side is the reason why a lot of people aren't like, fire Howie, which I'm right now, I'm saying fire Howie. But he makes smart trades. He's very, like, smart about it, but he won't trade draft picks. Like, he won't, like, for instance, no one would sign up for a first and second round trade or picks this year for Hopkins. Would we trade Hurst and Rager or whatever for Hopkins right now? I personally would.
Yeah, me too.
Howie is a great financial person, makes good moves financially and everything. If they could just get someone to be a drafter,
I agree.
It would be great.
It was supposed to be Joe Douglas, right? And then now he's doing his thing with the Jets.
And we all thought, like, Jerry Jones by himself in his basement with his, like, his young wife or girlfriend or daughter or whatever, like, was going to be a laugh. Like,
he's crushing it.
He should not be by himself.
You're right. Making these he needs to be stopped. Someone stop that man. Liam, thanks. Somebody pull that Wi-Fi situation. Look, I think that what he said is accurate. In that there are things that Howie's good at. I believe that he's decent at trades. Not great, because everything that he's done since 2017 has been questionable. I know that people really like Darius Slay. We'll wait and see on how good Slay is here in Philly. But
I think he'll be good.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
Just a thought.
Good at salary cap. I agree. No problem. Drafting and talent evaluation specifically in the draft.
That's the
hot, smelly garbage.
That's not a question for me. No, you're right. There's no question.
He doesn't have that. That's not a part of his game.
There's no question.
I've said it before, and I'm sorry if I said this with you. Howie is Ben Simmons in that there are so many things that he does so well that people don't even care about, because the Eagles are never in cap trouble. They're never in this and never in that. They don't even have to worry about it because Howie's so good at that stuff. But the most important thing that a general manager is supposed to do, drafting, he is bad at it. It's like Simmons. You don't even notice all of the other fantastic things that Simmons can do. You can't look past the fact that he's not shooting the jump shot.
And the question really is, as we get ready to take a break, is we look at 17 and how he hit on pretty much everything, not knowing what Sidney Jones was at the time. It was a gamble. It was questionable. A lot of people liked it. A lot of people did not like it. They won the Super Bowl. The people that he brought in paid dividends in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So we gave him the benefit of the doubt with what he was going to be doing in the draft next and then in free agency. And yes, they have made it to the playoffs and they've done things. However, the draft overall has been awful.
I agree.
Awful. Joe Torti, Devon Givens. We take a quick break. We come right back. Chad, Aaron, Greg, Brian, Eric, Steven. We try to get you all in. We're trying to get to the Eagles pick at 103. We're on 89 right now. 88, 89?
88, yes.
88, and we're trying to get it in. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, NFL Draft Special right here on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.